current law in Connecticut prevents car makers from selling directly to consumers, and Tesla has been denied a state dealership license. Representative Tony Guerrera, co-chairman of the General Assembly's Transportation Committee, suggests allowing the electric car company to open a limited number of stores, possibly 4 or 5. He said lawmakers need to be cautious and avoid harming the dealers. The Connecticut Automotive Retailers Association says it's ultimately better for Tesla and consumers to work within the current system of franchise dealerships, which are mostly family-owned in Connecticut. Jim Lavoulis, WAMC News.